How many of you like success? We all do. Well, I'm starting a different new series called Success in Life. You know, but really, if you want to know what something really is, you have to identify what it's all about. And, you know, we're surrounded by all these books and seminars and blogs and magazines offering their ideas of how to obtain success in life. And, you know, there's various things, various cultures, vocations, all nations and peoples all have a different idea of what success is. When you talk about success, do you realize that success is only mentioned 5 times in the Bible? Now, does that mean that God doesn't care about success? Does that mean that God doesn't want us to be successful? No. Actually, God pictures success in the Word of God through people that He touched. And that's the way you see success in the Bible, is to see the people that are involved. And as you see the people that are involved, you see how they became successful. Now, we could talk about David, we could talk about Samson, we could talk about Gideon, we could talk about Moses, we could talk about Daniel, we could talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We could talk about a whole bunch of these. But if you'll notice, every one of them was successful, and there was a reason for their success. But I want to take just one individual and talk about this morning, and his name is Joshua. Yeah. Now, when you look at Joshua, he was from the tribe of Ephraim. Now, if you didn't know that, Ephraim was the second son of Joseph. You know, Joseph, his father had the 12 sons and the 12 tribes, and Ephraim was the second son. Now, he was from that tribe, and his father, Joshua's father's name was Nun. Now, he had been a servant to Moses for 40 years. He was one of the 12 spies that went in to spy out the land. He's one of two of the spies that believed that they could go in and take the land. He was the one that actually led the Israelites into the promised land. He was a man that fulfilled his assignment and did what God told him to do. Now we find Joshua's assignment in Joshua 1, verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all the people, to the land which I have given to them, the children of Israel. So, Joshua's assignment was to lead the people into the promised land. Those that, the young ones, though, because the older generation died off. Because God said, you're not going in, but everybody 19 years and younger is all going in. That's who Joshua led in there. Now, Joshua was successful because he did what God told him to do. Moses led them to the promised land, but he didn't get to take them in. Joshua did. Now, what that great leader Moses could not accomplish, Joshua did, his servant. Now, up until now, Joshua had not been a leader. He was just a servant. This may have seemed like an impossible task to him. But God looks at people differently. He looks at things differently than we do. As we're looking at people, we look at position and station in life. God looks at the potential within a person. And when a person does what I'm fixing to tell you right now in just a moment, he brings that potential out and makes you a success. We see it right here in Joshua 1:8. He gives the secret of all of the people that I mentioned, Daniel, David, Gideon, three Hebrew children, all of them. Joshua included, he mentions here what or gives the instructions of how to be successful. This book of the law shall not depart your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. Then you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success in life. I want you to notice that the formula for being having a successful life is knowing the Word of God, keeping it ever before you, meditating on it, and doing what it says. And then I want you to notice, then you will have success. If you stop and think about all of the others that I mentioned, Daniel, David, all of those three Hebrew children, all of us, if you'll stop and think about it for a moment, the secret of them being successful is that they followed God and did what God said. The three Hebrew children, God said, don't bow to any other god. And they refused to bow. But they came out successful. Come on now. You talk about David. David did what God told him to do. And when he did, he became successful. You see, the world's idea of success is different than God's idea of success. First, we must understand what real success is. And then we understand what real success is not. If we understand what success really is, the best way to do that is to find out what success is not. You there? You gone home already? All right, good. I'm glad. Real success is just not experiencing what we so call, you know, people call it all the time, the American dream, you know, nice house, car, money, go on and on, the list goes. Real success is not found in having material things. Real success is not defined as having a lot of money. Although all of these things that I'm talking about are good, and actually all of these things will come to you if you do it God's way, and I'll get into that later. Real success is not decided whether you have a six-figure job or not. See, too many people in the world have material things. They have a lot of money. They have all of this. They're still unhappy because they're not interested in fulfilling God's plan for our lives. Now, people would say they're successful, but you can read the stories of people that have all of the material things. And as you read their stories, you'll find out that they're enjoying life and they're glad for all that, but there's no real happiness there. There can be no real happiness without following God. You see, we must understand what God considers to be successful. God's idea of success is for you to be what He created you to be. God's idea of success is doing what He had planned for you to do. Now, He's not planned for everybody to be preachers. He's planned for some people to be doctors and mechanics and attorneys and ever walk a life that you know. Because, you see, God wants His people to operate and show success as they follow Him in every area of life. You see, some people think, well, you got to be a preacher to be do what God. So God doesn't call everybody to preach. I didn't want to be called to preach. I wanted to do something else. But I followed God. Somebody said, you know, you've done a lot. I said, I ain't done anything. I just followed God. If you follow God, you're successful. Now, we can't do another thing that hinders a lot of people is that they compare themselves with somebody else to see if they're successful. And people are dying in the church because they have the disease of comparisonitis. The disease of comparisonitis will kill you, because it will get you out of doing what God wants you to do, because you're comparing yourself to what God has somebody else doing, not what he wants you. Your success depends on being what God made you to be and operating where you are in what God told you to do. See, you can be just as successful as being an attorney, a doctor, a mechanic, a plumber, a race car driver, or whatever, if that is where your calling is. Come on now. See, we zero in too much on the minister. Actually, it doesn't ever say anything about Joshua ever preaching. As we would call it, he was the prime minister or the king or the president of Israel. Hello? It's never recorded that David preached anything. Now, he did do a lot, wrote a lot of songs in the Psalms. He was a king. Don't look at me like that. Now, the Apostle Paul was a preacher. It never says anything about Daniel being a preacher. It says that he worked in the political system. And the three Hebrew children, same thing. Is that not what it says in the Bible? Huh? It never says anything about, and Gideon is listed there as a hero of faith. It never says anything about him preaching. He led a war against the enemy. Hey, come on, let's get a hold of the fact of where, that, you know, some people think, well, if you're going to be successful in the Christian walk, then you got to be preaching. No, you don't. You can be a banker. You can be insurance person. You can be a pilot. You can be a crop duster. You can do whatever. You can be a military person. Like Gary was for 30 years, I think. You can be like Steve was over there. He was a fighter pilot. Was in the Air Force. Hey, how many of you teachers, how many of you feel like you're doing what God called you to do and where you want to, where, and yet you're not preaching? Let me see your hand. Come on. Let's be honest. Come on. Hey, that's what we need to do. That's when you're successful. Man, we need people in the medical field. We need people in all of these fields. See, real success is not defined by your job title. Hello? God considers success to be doing what he calls you to do. If you're walking out God's plan and you're walking with God, doing what? You see, God allows people to be successful in whatever field that they feel like they want to go into. See, God doesn't specifically tell people everything that they need to do. You sort of have an idea, hey, I like to do this, and if God hadn't got something else for you, he'll let you do it, and he'll make you success at it as you follow him. Come on now. All right? You see, but we got to decide to be successful God's way. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added. Didn't even say you had to believe for them. Now you go back up in the previous verses ahead of 33 there, and you'll find out it's talking about houses, lands, and all kinds of material stuff. Anybody ever read that up there? Yeah. And it says, if you seek him first, then it'll be added. And what did he tell Joshua? What did he tell Joshua? This book of law not depart out from your mouth. Don't it's continually coming out. You meditate in it day and night. You observe to do all that's written here, and then you'll be a success. Not because you preach, but because you're doing what the Word of God says. Hello. Amplified version says it, but seek, aim at, strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. And then all these things taken together will be given to you besides. God's idea of success is found in doing what God has asked us to do in the Word of God and living by the Word of God. Then he gives us everything else. Anybody getting anything out of this? See, God established the priorities. When we go with his priorities, everything falls into place. How many of you found out that as you follow God's priorities in life, everything else is falling into place, even when it didn't look like it was going to work? Oh, I got about 150 people in this whole congregation that has done that. Thank y'all. Glad y'all are with me. You know, I grew up in the home of my father, Kenneth E. Hagin, and I watched him always put the things of God first. They were a priority in our home. You see, if you're going to be successful, God has to be number one. You see, I enjoy the success today. My kids enjoy the success today. My grandkids enjoy success today because their grandkids' great-grandfather, my kid's grandfather, my dad, put God first. Now, we went through some tough times, and I've gone through some tough times. But when you put God first, it doesn't look like it's going to work. But if you keep doing what God said doing and putting him first, you will be successful. You will be successful. You know, it wasn't easy getting to where I am today with Rhema. We've been talking about Rhema already. Lynette and I getting where it is here. No, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy as a young boy growing up and going through some of the hardships. But we're successful today because of it. Was it worth it? 100 times yes. It's worth it. Absolutely worth it. Absolutely worth it. Seeing the fruit. 210, I believe it is, schools in 47 nations. Man, you heard them singing up here in all of those languages. I was just there where they speak French. You know, was it worth it? Yes. God's idea of success is knowing what he said in this Bible, his word, and doing it. Putting him first, walking according to God's word, making decisions that are in line with God's word. Jack Hyle said this, if I labor for God, I fail. If I labor with God, I succeed. There's a little play on words there, but did you get it? Today we have to make a choice. Believe that God's word will work. And go with it, even when it doesn't look too good. it didn't look very good for those three Hebrew children when they chose to go with God's word and said, we're not going to bow. The fiery furnace was standing right there in front of them. Now, you may never go into a real fiery furnace, but you may walk into some fiery furnaces otherwise. How many understand what I'm trying to say to you? But just the way God was with those three Hebrew children and they walked out of there, he'll be with you. It may not look very favorable when Daniel did what God said do, and that was pray. And they throwed him in the lion's den. Now, you may not get it thrown in a real lion's den, but you've probably been in one. But God, when you do what God says, he will deliver you and you'll be successful. We need to understand God wants us to be successful, but we got to be successful his way, not our way. God does not want us to be failures. He does not want us broke. Go look at Abraham. Abraham became successful because he did what God said to do. He left everything, and it doesn't say anything about Abraham ever preaching to anybody. But he left everything and went following God. He didn't even know where he was going. He said, where are you going, Abraham? I don't know. I'm looking for a city. Well, there's one over there. No, I'm looking for a city. He didn't even know what city he was looking for. Come on now. But he followed God and he became successful. God does not want us to be defeated and down and out. He wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to have material things, but you get the material things by being seeking God first. Then all these things will be added, it says. Hey, you know, people are always wanting to try to read stuff about success. This book right here contains the greatest success principles that you can ever get a hold of. Right here. You see, it's not an issue whether God wants us to be successful. It's an issue of whether we will do what is necessary to walk with God and be successful. What have I tried to do this morning? I've tried to get you to understand God's definition of success and decide to be successful God's way. And then to believe that you can be successful God's way. As I close, let me say this to you. Success is not wrapped up in what you can do, but what the Almighty God can do through you. So draw close to him and seek his word and his plans. And then you'll see the helping hand of God working with you, and success shall be yours. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I've spoken to these people for a few moments today. On success. Your Bible is full of people that were successful because they followed you. You want us to be successful, Lord. Help all of us to get a hold of that and realize that, and realize that we can be successful if we will follow you. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. With your heads bowed and eyes closed, I never like to have a service. You know that if you've been here very long. That I don't give an opportunity for people to find Jesus. Somebody said, well, people's in church, they must know Jesus. No, we don't know that for sure. If you happen to be in this place and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or you need to rededicate your life to God, you know what it is to serve God, but you know you haven't been exactly where you should be. Or you go to church and you don't know if you've ever accepted Christ or not. Anybody on any one of those three invitations, let me see your hand right now. I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. Let me see your hand anywhere in the room, upstairs, downstairs, anywhere. Anywhere, anywhere. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.